Are young people, yes, your kids, my kids, media illiterate?
Yes.
Yes. Welcome to this episode of Behind the Media. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
We find the interesting in media so you don't have to go searching for it. Like us on Facebook, use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter, and listen on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by Away, thoughtful standards for modern travel. Away makes suitcases for the way we all travel with features like an ejectable TSA-approved battery or built-in front pocket. They come in a range of colors and materials that suit your travel style. For $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com and enter promo code CLNS. So, you know, there's a growing wave, Jimmy, to make our kids smarter when it comes to how they consume media. And we have talked we've talked until we were blue in the face. Well, you've been blue in the face, not me. Or red in the face. Or what is it? It's blue in the face, right?
I tend to be more red in the face than blue. But blue is not a good color for me. No. Not in my face, anyway.
It's my favorite color, though. Kids are consuming so much media, and there's so much fake stuff out there. And it's hard for them to discern fact from fiction. It's hard enough for adults, but we're not spending as much time as the kids are out there.
Right.
And so what can be done, you know, is enough? Do you think enough is being done to preach, media literacy?
Well, you know, and let's define media literacy, and that's a lot of things. It's basically one's ability to access, analyze, and evaluate media. Media just being a conduit for information wherever it's coming from. It can be a billboard. It can be a direct mail. It can be traditional radio or television or internet radio and internet television. We can absolutely add that into it now because there's so much digital content that's out there. And we are expecting our children and our world to understand or at least grow up questioning what they're seeing. And that, look, we definitely have seen that. We've had – if there's one thing my feared POTUS man down there in Washington, D.C.
Your
has done.
Feared POTUS man. I've never heard you link it that.
I'm
your
trying to
feared POTUS
without
man.
Without using his name, it's getting more and more challenging. That being said, him who should not be named, has attacked the media. And if there's one thing that he's done is he's incited violence against media.
Well,
as we know, and we're going to be talking about that next or later on another episode. Yeah. So, you know, how, if that's what it is, I'm trying to say, don't blame the media, because it really is a question of whether you understand how to use media the right way.
Exactly.
Question everything you see, fact check it, and don't rely on the fact that your neighbor, you know, Brenda over here has said, you know, that's not true.
Right.
Or she said,
That is true. Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right. And I think, part of the problem is that from an education standpoint, there isn't enough emphasis on media literacy.
Oh, my God.
And this is a,
I knew that I got to get into education on this.
Yes,
not enough of basic reading, writing, and talking.
Arithmetic.
And talking skills.
No,
talking
you're right.
skills, Dan.
I know.
They're not, you want to learn about Western civilization back in 1700, 1800 in Mesopotamia?
They teach
or
that, but
what
not media literacy.
That's absolutely the wrong thing to be. It's why there's so much homeschooling being done now.
Right, because I think parents want to take back more control. But I think there's still a way to get the traditional education and still put literacy into that. It needs to be, and that's the argument from, there's a student actually who wrote an article from the University of Missouri. His name is Bryce Cole.
It's for journalism,
yes,
by
is.
The way.
Yes, very good school.
Yep.
And he first of all was pointing out that researchers at Stanford found that the way that media literacy is taught now in schools is outdated by roughly 20 years. So the way, we're teaching media literacy at a time when it was basically the dark ages of media, right?
Yeah.
Your choices were three network newscasts and a UHF station and radio stations and the main newspapers, right? And your community paper.
Pretty much it. A magazine.
And so what he's proposing, maybe a few magazines here or there.
Right.
So what he's proposing, which I think is kind of interesting, is the way that the DARE program was set up during the 80s to deal with, kids staying away from drugs.
Yeah, how'd that work out, by the way?
Well,
Dan? Not so good, Dan.
You could argue.
Come on.
Look. You could argue about how well that has or hasn't worked, but there was an effort.
The MAD program worked.
Yes.
The Mothers Against Drunk Driving worked.
That has worked.
The DARE program was a colossal failure.
I know that there are a lot of problems with it, but what I'm trying to highlight here is, and I think what this young man, this student is doing, is saying there was an effort to create a program that would tackle a major problem. Yet when it comes to media literacy or illiteracy, we aren't making it part of the curriculum the way that it should be. It's dated or not being taught at all.
We know that there's efforts to, by the way, get more media literacy into curriculum because we talked to somebody about
I think it was our first week.
One of our first shows
we talked to someone about that.
And they are making strides in getting media literacy accepted by superintendent. It's amazing to me that they are, because as you know, as I preach on a regular basis,
yes, you do,
oral communication skills have disappeared from this entire generation, mm-hmm. and nobody's talking to each other.
No, why should you? You can just text.
Right.
Why save your voice so it won't be hoarse when you're 70 or 80 years old. Just text.
All my friends are hoping for that, by the way.
Save a vocal cord. Save a vocal cord.
At some point, Jimmy's
going
to run out of gas, and he won't be able to say anything anymore. His voice will just go south. But it's a – look, and I want to make sure that people understand. I'm not saying that DARE was a complete failure. Mm-hmm. I believe that the war on
drugs – I think that
is
what you said.
Well, I know. Oh. And I want to retract that right now.
Oh, okay.
Because I think they did a very good job about the cocaine epidemic
in
the 80s.
And highlighting a problem, like talking about a problem. Now, whether or not it was effective, you can argue that. And I agree with you.
Okay.
But one piece of trying to do something about it was announced this week. Lester Holt of NBC Nightly News is joining up with the Poynter Institute. And they're starting as part of it's a MediaWise project that they have. And they're going to be helping educate young people about who are, tomorrow's news consumers about mm-hmm. what it is that they're consuming. You know, how do you know how to process garbage and find truth?
Dan, I grew up tuning out the news because it was so depressing when I kept hearing about how many men and women were dying in the Vietnam War on a nightly basis. I'm sorry, that is not a good thing to watch and listen to at 6 o'clock when you're sitting at dinner with your parents. Now, the good news is your parents
were
can
there
talk to you about
exactly.
it and actually
and you were sitting at 6 o'clock at the table with your parents.
That's right.
Kids are now eating in their rooms or not eating at all.
It's we kid
right. No, that's
and I'm telling you that is a very, very bad thing that's happened.
I know.
In this country.
Got handled around the table. And so you could face the craziness of the day, but you could have a conversation with your parents around the table, and we don't do enough of that. Well, this project, this MediaWise project, which is part of Poynter that NBC anchor Lester Holt will be involved with, will be targeting 1 million teenagers, half of that number from underserved communities. And again, it's helping them, sift through fact from fiction as we approach the next presidential campaign. We know that that issue has been, in the last election, that's when we really started focusing very heavily on the fake news and who's trying to influence whom through media.
What this MediaWise program will do better than anything, Dan, is get young people to talk to each other,
mm-hmm.
creating talk shows, if you will,
right.
is a great way to share opinions based on facts and identifying those facts is what they're trying to do. But your opinions are going to be created from those facts.
Oh, true. And,
so,
and they're trying to get, at the heart of all of this is trying to build discerning news consumers or media consumers. Discerning. That's the key word right there, because I think you talk to most kids, they'll say, what does discerning mean?
That's right.
Is that the name of a band?
That's right.
I don't know about discerning.
Is he a rap star?
Little discerning. Little
right.
D. And I think that's what it is. Helping them understand what is going on around them and how to process it.
How about what is news, Dan?
Well, we have to figure that out
that's
first.
That's right.
Before they can.
We talk about water cooler stuff, right, in the office. Well, you know, what's being talked about in the bathrooms, in the corners outside where the kids hang? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And again, trying to impact an open conversation is something I preach all the time.
Right. And you have to keep preaching. And I think the good thing about it is that I don't know that I've seen this much effort focused in this area. You did point out that we had one of our early podcasts did focus on this. It's a subject matter that is, it's kind of hard to, it's not as easy as sending a quick tweet letting people, it takes time. It takes the involvement of all parties, schools and educators and the kids being, their willingness to learn about this and parents. And so it's not a quick fix, but
no,
it's good to see that there are multiple efforts.
I think identifying an issue is always the first step towards rectifying that issue.
Right.
And, you know, same thing if you are under substance abuse issues and you're having challenges like that. You have to admit that you have a problem before you can fix the problem.
Exactly.
And, of course, you also have to be pretty motivated yourself to fix
the problem.
Because, again, it comes down to human behavior and what is important to you as a human being. How do you perceive yourself in the future and in the present day as far as whether you're going to be a contributing member to the world or not? Or are you just going to be a little hermit in the backyard and hang out with Thumper?
Boy, I don't know. I can beat that. I think that's a good way to wrap this up. Hang out with Thumper.
You know, that was my
pet. That's pretty good.
That was my pet bunny.
I did that.
I had a pet rabbit.
Oh, my goodness.
My brother, if he heard this, he'd be laughing so hard right now.
Send him this clip. If you'd like to hang out with Thumper as well, like this episode, let us know.
Just want to go away.
That's right. Like us on Facebook. Use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter. Have any questions or comments? Write us a line at info@littlepartmedia.com. That's info@littlepartmedia.com.